Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, August the 11th, 2025 edition. Well, out of 17 text messages this Monday morning, the majority of you would vote for Carla Wagner. Russell in Millersburg is kind of typical of the text messages response. I think Carla would make a very good governor. Don and Jerry up in Hessel, I'd vote for, basically is the theme. Now, it's examples like this next text message. Our local tax assessor is trying to tax our little church, which violates Michigan law as well as the U.S. Constitution. I thought church properties were tax exempt, part of your 501c3 tax exempt status. Churches are basically nonprofit organizations. So I think you guys need to talk to an attorney and have the attorney send your local tax assessor a letter. Jim in Sheboygan, how will Michigan survive with no property taxes? Well, if that's a serious question, Jim, go to her website, axmitax.org. Sales tax. Number one income producing revenue stream, the most predictable. Also, income tax, both personal and corporate, along with all the other taxes that we pay here in the state of Michigan. Almost every single thing that we do is taxed. Also, there's ways for this to be done at the local level, at your county level. If the sales tax revenue, what they call local revenue sharing, isn't enough to run your county government, the county government, county by county, could potentially figure out the shortfall and then come up with a county tax, different than the property tax. There's all kinds of ways to do it. You just have to figure it out. You have a special road funding project in your county? Well, you put it on the ballot and see if the people want new roads in the county. There's all kinds of ways to put this together. But overwhelmingly, most of you listening would definitely consider voting for Carla to be governor. Another text message, kind of similar thoughts. Carla would definitely be better than what we've got now, but that's not saying much. Love, Carla. I assume then you'd probably vote for. Robert, up in Sheboygan. 9% sales tax, problem solved. Well, that's actually my idea that I've had years ago, starting off in 2010, when I ran for state senator against Howard Walker, I was a proponent for the fair tax. But that was to get rid of and replace the income tax. It definitely could be used to get rid of property taxes. It doesn't matter at this point, really, which tax is eliminated. We need to eliminate one or both if it can be figured out. I'll tell you one thing. If we got rid of property taxes, got rid of homestead and non-homestead, got rid of property taxes altogether, like Carla is talking about on AskMyTax.org, well, guess what? We would have a major economic boom in Michigan. Perfect example. People downstate love the idea of owning a retirement home in northern Michigan. Many of them do. That's why you go buy certain homes, especially in the wintertime, you don't see the driveways plowed out. It's pretty much an indicator that that is a summer vacation home, potentially going to be somebody's retirement home. Right now, they're basically paying double in what's called non-homestead property taxes compared to if that was their primary residence and they were writing it off as their homestead, it would be half. Well, if you got rid of the property taxes altogether, well, guess what? Now people downstate in Michigan would be buying property up here in northern Michigan. Young couples wanting to live somewhere to raise their family. It would make Michigan very attractive to these young families to move to Michigan. Why? Because they can afford houses without any property tax escrow payments. All they'd have to do is pay for the mortgage and the insurance. What would that do for employees of big corporations potentially wanting to relocate, come to Michigan, build a factory here, bring jobs here? Well, it would make Michigan very attractive because their employees, not having to pay property taxes on their homes they bought, could potentially be more attractive if the company relocated to Michigan and started manufacturing working here. This is potentially, folks, a real solution that could get growth in the state of Michigan. And at the same time, because you have more people here consuming products, goods, and services, you tax those, like Robert's talking about, as a sales tax. Problem solved. Because the sales tax in the Axe My Tax elimination of property tax ballot proposal specifically provides local revenue sharing back to the counties. Increase sales tax. And stop and think about it. When do you pay sales tax? You pay sales tax when you bless yourself and your family for some goods, products, and services. When you choose to buy something to consume, that's when you pay sales tax. Well, guess who else would pay our sales tax? And this is done in Florida. This is done in many other states. People who come here as tourists who are here vacationing. Tourists pay the sales tax when they consume items here in our state. Have you ever been to Disney World down in Florida? Epcot Center, go into any of the restaurants, go in there to buy any of your little items you want to bring back home, mementos for your trip, Mickey Mouse ears, a t-shirt, a baseball cap, whatever. 9.75% sales tax at Disney World. It's slightly higher than the Florida sales tax. Why? Because Disney World, up until a couple of years ago, was its own entity within Florida. I believe Florida sales tax, Rick, maybe somebody else who's been down to Florida recently, 7.5, I think it is, 8%. I'm not really sure. But at Disney World, it's 9.75%, almost 10% sales tax. So there's different ways to do it. Again, Jim, I don't know if that was a serious text message or not. How would Michigan survive? Phyllis, hey, long time no hear, down in Dexter. I don't trust any of my leftist county Washtenaw to not charge us more than what I'm paying now in property taxes. But it sure needs to change. To eliminate people losing their homes because they can't afford to pay their property taxes. Well, what it basically does, if you go to the website askmytax.org, by eliminating property taxes, you get rid of tax sales. Right now in the state of Michigan, you don't pay your property taxes for 3 years. The treasurer can put it up for tax sale and sell your property. So technically, if you look at it the right way, you don't even own your house. You might be buying it on a mortgage. You put a loan against it and you're paying principal and interest. But guess what? If you don't pay your property taxes, you lose it. Some people say even when you're buying your home, you're actually renting it, subject to property taxes. Going to be an interesting discussion. By her, Carla Wagner, running for governor, people are talking about it. Even Speaker Matt Hall. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one here on this Monday, August the 11th. Getting to a couple more of your text messages. If they have good intentions, the legislature should help Carla put this on the ballot. The main reason Speaker Hall and many other state representatives, state senators that Carla has gone and talked to. I'm one of her county captains here in Antrim County for the signature drive. We talk all the time. She's going to be coming on the show when she gets her website up and running for her governor campaign. She said, Randy, a lot of them don't understand it. They don't understand that there are other ways to find the money in an $82 billion budget. Carla believes that the budget should basically be cut in half. She said there is so much waste, fraud, abuse, and absolutely stupid spending going on in Lansing right now that a new governor could come in and basically force them to reduce the budget or not sign it. You see, that's what we need to be talking about. John James running for governor raised $2 million cash on hand already. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, the same thing, $2 million already in his governor's account. Mike Cox, self-funding, basically $1 million in his cash on hand account. Carla, Anthony Hudson don't have any way of raising that kind of money. They are grassroots candidates. And while I like both of them being business people, one a truck driver, another one owns I believe a small restaurant. And she also invests in real estate. I believe she has some rental properties. Well, guess what? Those rental properties, she's paying non-homestead property taxes. Her own residence, her business, getting killed with taxes. That's what motivated her to learn about eliminating property taxes and doing the ballot drive. Now, here's the other component to this. Sometimes you run for office just to get a soapbox. Sometimes you run just to be on the debate stage. Now, it requires 15,000 minimum signatures to be considered on the ballot for governor. Well, John James, Eric Nesbitt, Mike Cox, they're probably paying people to go out and get their signatures, and they'll be turning in 30,000, double the amount, the maximum amount you can submit to the Secretary of State. That's what they're going to do. Well, Carla Wagner, she's already got volunteers out collecting signatures for Axe My Tax. So now they have two petition sheets. One for Axe My Tax, one for the founder of Axe My Tax, who's running for governor on this issue. Well, if you're going to sign the Axe My Tax, eliminate property tax one, you'd probably sign the one for her to be governor. She's already got a machine in place to get her signatures and without paying for them. Why? Because it's all volunteers. It's all of us working together in all 83 counties to get these signatures for the Axe My Tax effort to be on the ballot next November of 2026. But for little Timmy Skubik to ask Speaker of the House Matt Hall about it and talking about how you could possibly accomplish this, that's a huge, huge step forward. And because they're talking about it, it's in the MERS news story. Others, newspapers are picking it up. They're giving basically free advertising to axmytax.org website. So it's pretty interesting what she's accomplishing with this announcement. And again, I know State Representative Steve Cara. I know State Representative James DeSanta. I've had both of them on this show. For them to be pushing it in the House is a big deal. And honestly, even if you talk to Democrats, they're highly supportive of this idea as well. Carla told me those little firemen and police houses just south of 8 Mile Road where Macomb County meets Wayne County. A lot of those firefighters, police officers own homes there and use it as their principal residence for residency to serve on the police department or fire department. You know what those houses' state taxable values are? $147,000. And they're being taxed $5,200 a year in property taxes. Over $400 a month for escrow payments. Those folks are totally supportive of getting rid of the property taxes. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776.